Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was your church service last night? Well, we had a good midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Evangelist Gary Mann was with us and did a wonderful job preaching the Word of God, and as a wonderful ministry the Lord has blessed him with and given to him, and we had a good service. Now our teens and our juniors are all away at camp, and so the crowd was a little lighter than normal, but still a good service and a good spirit. God met with us, and I hope God met with you where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that it was a good midweek service for you. Now we move on to Thursday as we push on through the last week of July. And Lord willing, on Monday, we'll turn the calendar over to the month of August. And let's finish July well and then set our sights for the month of August. If your Bible's nearby, I want to share something with you today from Mark chapter 11. Mark 11. Where the Bible says this, they went their way, verse number 4, they went their way and found the colt tied by a door without in the place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto him, What do ye? Loosing the colt. And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let him go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest! And Jesus entered into the Jerusalem, into the temple. And when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Now, if you remember, and some of you are not old enough to remember, but some of you would be, in about 1976, an upstart burger joint designed a new ad campaign, hoping to push their sales higher in an effort to knock off the industry leader, which was McDonald's. Their new slogan, which was quickly embraced, was, "Have it your way." And, of course, Burger King was off and running. And that's kind of become an unofficial amendment to the Bill of Rights, is, "Have it your way." We want it our way, and not only do we want it our way, we want it now. 2,000 years ago, people lined the streets of Jerusalem as Jesus arrived for Passover. They wave branches in the air and praise his coming and threw some in the way and such. And they wanted Jesus, all right, but they wanted Jesus in their way. They celebrated what we call Palm Sunday, and Christ was king. But when we celebrate Christ as king, it means we can't have it our way. He doesn't let people have it their way when it comes to relating to him. And I want us to look at that for a few minutes here today on the radio. It doesn't matter who you want Jesus to be. It matters who the Bible says he is. A lot of people have a Jesus in mind. Well, my Jesus would never do this. Well, my Jesus would never do that. Well, you don't have your Jesus and I have my Jesus. It's the Jesus of the Bible. Now, let me help you. Number one, having it our way with Jesus means we get to define his role in our life. On that day, there were numerous people lining the street saying, "Hosanna," and "Hosanna in the highest." But they were each trying to put Jesus into the Jesus that they wanted him to be. Some wanted him to be a teacher. They heard him on the seashore. They heard him talk about loving your enemies and practicing forgiveness. And, oh, they enjoyed listening to Jesus. They loved his wisdom. And as long as he was a teacher, they would accept him. But for Jesus, teaching isn't enough. He didn't come to be a teacher. He was a good teacher, and he was moral, and he taught love, and he taught forgiveness. But he's much more than just a teacher. So I can't just take him as a teacher. Others looked at him as he came in the road that day as a conformist. The scribes, the Pharisees, other religious leaders, they all wanted Jesus to conform to their idea of how he should act. They had all kinds of discussions and meetings regarding him. each hoping he was going to conform to their religious ideas, but Jesus didn't do that. And people today still, we want Jesus to conform to our ideas and our lifestyle. We want to dictate to him what we should do and what we shouldn't do and what he should approve and what he shouldn't approve. But then there were others there who were revolutionists, the zealots, as they were called then. Oh, they were excited to see Jesus come to Jerusalem. You know why? They wanted him to set up the kingdom and overthrow the Romans and that Roman occupation. They envisioned Jesus as the head of a mighty army, that he would usurp the oppressors and bring about the kingdom of God. But that's not what Jesus was there for. There were so many that day then that saw him in a different light. Some saw him as a wonder worker. I mean, some showed up because of the miracles, that maybe they were at the feeding of the 5,000. Maybe they saw him heal folks who were sick or raise those who were already dead. And they were looking for the next miracle he'd perform. Maybe they'd get to benefit from it. He was their genie in a bottle, and they wanted him as a wonder worker. Oh, my friend, you just cannot define Jesus' role in your life. When you receive Jesus Christ, it means letting God have his way. It means letting God have his way. Lessons are to be learned by all who know Jesus. And Jesus saves us, but then we don't go to heaven. We stay here on earth because Jesus Christ would desire relationship with you and me. And so here's what we have to do. Some lessons we learn about what it means to have Jesus God's way. Number one, it means sin can't be overlooked. God created us with free will, and we're individuals, but we are marred by sin and its consequences. We were once in a relationship with him, Adam and Eve, but we wandered away. The Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Bible says a soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Listen, God won't overlook sin. When he dealt with the woman at the well, he had to tell her, you're living with a man who's not your husband. But he won't overlook sin, but he won't overlook your pride or your jealousy or your critical spirit or your murmuring and complaining. Sin won't be overlooked. Secondly, love cannot be denied. Having created us because he loves us, remember, we love him because he first loved us. The same love was motivating him to act. Christ, why did Christ come and take on human flesh? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So Jesus lived among us, and he was dying to assume our punishment on the cross, settling once and for all how much we are valued and how much God is willing to pay to bring us back into relationship with him, that God commended or demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we take Jesus as our Savior, we know sin can't be overlooked, love can't be denied, but sacrifice can't be avoided. God, in his perfect holiness, created us as free will beings so we could fully appreciate his goodness that would inevitably lead to our desiring a relationship with him. But we have to deal with our sin, of course, and we talked about that earlier. So from the foundation of the world, he planned for the day when he would assume the blame. He would take the shame. He would take the pain. Every guilty act that you and I have ever committed would be laid on Jesus. And he wouldn't just forget about it. No, he would pay in full the penalty for our sin. The Bible says he, Jesus, was made sin for us when he knew no sin. Why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. All my iniquities on him were laid. He nailed them all to the tree. And you understand? That's the sacrifice for my sin. My friend, if you don't accept Jesus' sacrifice for your sins, you'll pay for your own sins. You will be the sacrifice. And yet you don't have to. God's provided that sacrifice. Christ died for us. He took our place. And God approved that payment and accepted that payment when he rose his son from the dead 3 days later. Sacrifice can't be avoided. And then the cross cannot be averted. The cross cannot be averted. Therefore, if the cross could not be avoided by God, and if Jesus, there was no plan B, then we can't get around that issue of the cross. My friend, when you think, well, I can get baptized, go to heaven, or I can just live a good life and go to heaven, or I can just clean my life up and go to heaven, my friend, you're trying to get around the cross. But if you want God and you want a relationship with Him through Jesus Christ, then you must face the cross. It's the cross that the biggest truths of our universe are discovered. Jesus said, you'll take up the cross daily and follow me. So the cross was only a symbol of death. And so when we take up the cross, we're reminding ourselves, we die daily. Remember, I am crucified with Christ. How is that? We die daily, dying to self, dying to desires, dying to the flesh, dying to the old nature, dying to hurt feelings, dying to being offended. God's love and God's grace rushes headlong into man's sinful free will. And when we confess our sin, oh, He is faithful and just to forgive of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then when we put our faith in Jesus, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then we begin to discover all that God intended for us. The cross can't be minimized. The cross can't be bypassed. It's the cross that frees us and unashamedly calls us to live in its shadow. Not just to benefit from its blessings, but live to make its truth known. Is it your way or is it God's way? Is it your Jesus or is it the Jesus of the Bible? Are you one of the ones who insist on having it your way? It was Jesus coming to earth, living a perfect sinless life, and then dying on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. Listen, that's God's unavoidable way of restoring us to relationship with Him. And there is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So if I'm going to celebrate Jesus as King, celebrate as Jesus as Lord, it means accepting I can't have it my way. I have to go it God's way. I can't run my life my way. I got to run it God's way. I can't run my marriage my way. I got to run it God's way. I can't rear my children my way. I got to rear them God's way. I can't have church the way I want it. I got to have it the way God wants it. It means I can't have it my way. Maybe you need to renew your relationship with God, not on your terms, but on His terms. And let's walk with Him as He desires us to walk with Him. Not the Jesus of our imagination, not the Jesus of our mind, but the Jesus of the Word of God. All right? Well, I hope that's a blessing to you today, and I hope you'll humbly walk with the Lord as we desire to each and every day, and make it a great Thursday, will you? I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow, where we'll talk a little bit about being a wholehearted Christian. And, of course, that'll be the Friday broadcast, and then we'll look forward to the last Sunday of July. And we look forward to the Lord's Day, and that'll be a great time together. Thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Appreciate so much when you write to us or email us or leave us some voicemail. If we can pray for you about anything or you want to share a blessing, we'd enjoy hearing from you. All right? Well, listen, have a great Thursday, everyone, and until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.